Isn't that wonderful? The words to the song that Debbie just played. My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny. A God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. Then it goes to that wonderful chorus that I enjoy so much. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. Debbie, thank you so much for sharing, The 11th chapter in the book of St. Mark. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you've entered, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they went their way, found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said, what are you doing loosening the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus has commanded, so they let them go. When they had brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches, those palm leaves, from the trees, and spread them on the road. Then those who went before, I like this verse, those that went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Heavenly Father, I add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Just open our minds and hearts for just a moment, God, so that we receive that special truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen, amen, amen. My goodness, Debbie, you thrilled our hearts today. You have no idea what a privilege it is to stand before you here in this church with such talent that we have. Miss Geedy on the piano there. Terry Lou, whatever his name is. I don't know. I'm sorry. During the week of Easter, I call him Jerry. So that's those in the choir will realize. Miss Vicky Gacuzzi over here using her talents. And Debbie, you just thrilled our hearts today by using your talents. What a thrill it is to be able to work musicians that are not only talented, but use their talents for the glory of God, that have, I believe, some of the warmest hearts that I have ever met in my life. Folks, that's what it's about. That is what it's about. I want to know the people. I want to know them inside. I want to know just what they're made of, People have been given talents. Some have been given talents. Some have been given dark hair. Some have been given all kind of things. But you know what? It's what's inside that counts. Now for my quick commercial before I get started, I found something here and I thought, Charles has not given me anything to read here the last couple months. I'm not sure if there's something going to ask him this morning. And think about this as if Charles had given it to me to read, okay? A very distraught lady approached a Baptist minister about conducting a funeral for her dog. With great dignity, the pastor said that he would not be able to assist the woman, but he suggested that she contact the Pentecostal minister just down the street. The grieving pet lover then requested his help with one other item of business. She asked, well, how much should I pay this Pentecostal minister for conducting my dog's funeral? Do you think that $500 is enough? The minister quickly changed his position and replied, oh, ma'am, I did not realize that your dog was Baptist. Thank you, Charles. In essence, you've given us that. This week, This week you will still hear things. You will have things that will go on. There'll be news items that will just, that will touch you. There'll be things that will go on. But I believe this week, more than any week of the year, that we should be thankful to our Heavenly Father for what He did. This week, and you know the story because you've heard Palm Sunday sermons over and over again. You've heard all the events. You know the things that have gone on. You know how a week that would turn out with such promise, with such excitement, with such exhilaration and praise, that every individual would turn on our Lord and Savior. But that was also God's design. Because then at the end of the week on that Sunday morning, when the dewdrop nestles in the rosebud and the morning sun chased away those clouds of darkness, they ran to that tomb, and that tomb was empty. He is risen. He is risen indeed. The greatest celebration on any Sunday morning that has ever been. I heard it said one time that the power of the cross, the power of the cross is to make a change. It was said one time that you learn some from what a person says. You learn more about a person by what they do. But you learn the most about a person when you find out really who they are. And I serve a God, Jesus Christ, wants to change who we are. I believe that the answer to the problems, I believe that the answer to the strife, I believe the answer to so many questions are being asked day after day after day. Those answers have been written in the book. And it is our responsibility to go back to the authority, to what is stated in this book about the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for Christians to just start to live it. You gotta live it. When I walked in those hospitals yesterday, I was greeted with such enthusiasm. I was greeted with smiles. I was greeted with, boy, it just made my, it thrilled my heart when you go visit people and they are just, wow. My spirit was lifted, not because of anything that I did. It's because of the countenance on the face of the people I went to visit, and the smiles were there and the warmth that I felt because it was of God. Last night I read a post on Facebook of a dear friend. And it thrilled my heart. I have a dear friend who's dealt with addiction all of his life. And he posted on Facebook for all to read, all those friends. He says, I have been free from this addiction for 1 year yesterday. 1 year. And the post that he made, it thrilled my heart, not only, and I know that people deal with things. I know there are programs. I know there are plans. But the thing that thrilled me so much is he gave the glory for that year to God. He didn't talk about himself. He talked about what God was doing in his life. Wow. I wrote back. I said, I am proud of you, brother. And then I put a little something in there, and it's because I know he's going to send me back because we have the, I said, the joy is in the journey. That's the only pastoral thing I can think of saying. And I knew when I do that, he'd go, well, what do you mean by that? So I know we'd have a conversation going back and forth, and we go, because I want to hear more in person about the glory that he is giving to God for the change in his life. God wants to change each and every one of us. This week should be a week of just celebration. It should be a week of joy. It should be a week where Christians just stand up and be counted. It should be a week of prayer. The most simple thing that you can do is get in touch with the Master. Have a conversation. It doesn't have to be all flowery. It doesn't have to have all the proper words. It can be just as simple as can be. I love a man walked into town one time and says, any important people born here? And the old fellow on it says, nope, just babies. Simple. When you head on a road, you better say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for keeping your angels over me. When you have an individual, a family member, a friend, somebody in your church who is hurting, God, thank you for putting those angels of healing over my loved one. If they are going, if they are suffering, if the time is short, God, you just bring the calmness to the spirit where it needs to be. Simple. And it needs to be sincere. Now, you drive much around these roads around here, you will have some sincere prayers. I will guarantee you. Somebody, I know next week will. On Easter, we'll have guests, we'll have friends in, hopefully we'll have some family members come, so get ready. People will be dressed up and they'll be all just nice and they'll be looking good. I don't know what we're wearing, but Vicki will tell us a little later on. I have no idea. But I know that there will be people who will be here in God's house. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that something will be said. A song will be sung. A scripture will be shared that will touch someone's heart. Because the things that we talk about, the things that we share them sincerely. You just got to be real. Somebody said and told me one time, says the first Sunday of the month you have communion, and sometimes I just don't feel worthy. And I read something one time that I just absolutely love. It says that the Lord's Supper is not a symbol of what you are doing for God, but a remembrance of what God has done for you. When the focus goes on God, when the focus of people's hearts sincerely and simply thanking Him for what He has done, you will see a change in life. Wow, I believe it. I believe that prayer should not only be simple, it should be sincere, and I'm here to tell you that prayer is sufficient for every need that I will have. Everything that has gone on in my life previously, everything that has brought me to this point right here today, I serve a God who is sufficient for my every need. And I especially like that He's sufficient for the needs that I will have in my future. In my future. If you're going for a test, God knows about it. If you're going and they're going to a little checkup, God knows about it. There is nothing that surprises God. There is nothing that's not on His agenda. There's nothing that you as a child of the King, the blood has not already covered. All you got to do is accept it. Next Sunday, we'll come in. We will do our best to sing. We will put on that smile. You know, I'm just happy. I'm going to be happy all this week. If you want to call me, just call me. And even if you sound like the lights turned off at your house, I'm going to try to be happy. Because I'm going to think about and I'm going to focus on what God is doing in people's lives. What He has done for me in my life. How He has allowed us to go through things that never quite figure out all those pieces and how they work and how God managed to place them. And then later on, when I sit back and I start to think back and I start to really, I go, wow, wow. Everything was in God's perfect timing. I believe that the most exciting thing that you can do this week is to feel God's presence in your life. To take what He has done for you and say, well, you tell you what, I'm going to tell somebody. It's just building up inside. I'm so excited about it. I'm warm. I heard a testimony yesterday as I was sitting in the hospital and somebody was talking about this church, and they had such wonderful, wonderful things to say about the people. Didn't say nothing about the pastor. They said wonderful, wonderful things about the people. About the people making you feel so warm. About the people making you feel so kind and so welcome. And the pastor felt pretty good about it. It's about what God has done for you in your life, that you come into His house and you share. That's why He tells us to gather two or three together in His name. You can come at home. You can sit in front of a television. You can listen to every program. You can, you know, I can see Terry Lee Jennifer with the popcorn listening to Joel Osteen on Sunday night. You know, just... But let me tell you something, that old television over there, it's not going to cry with you when you cry. That old television ain't going to send you a card just the time you need to open it. That old television's not going to grab your hand, put an arm around your shoulder, give you just what you need, allow your spirit to just bind with their spirit, and have the love of God be shown one to another. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love. By our love. Heavenly Father, we've come into Your house. We have lifted up Your name. We have read Your word. We have sung praises to You, God. Allow us today to prepare for this wonderful week that You have, a week of celebration, a week that God, so many eyes and so many ears turn to the great story that started so many years ago in Bethlehem, God, and how it finished. How it finished with that tomb being empty, God. You let us be excited about what You are going to do in our lives this week. Be with each one of the prayer requests. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave Your building. And God, allow Your light to shine through us and let someone hear. We ask that in Jesus' precious name, all God's people said, amen, amen.